Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning is one of the greatest ladies and families on the face of this earth. It's Cal Miller from Miller Farms in Avon. Tradition is something we're going to be talking about. I know during the show I usually stress like things to do with the family, but nothing family-oriented starts and ends without a tradition. Traditions are something that brings families together. Everyone needs them. I've been doing the Miller Farms turkeys years now since my little guys weren't even little guys. And Cal Miller has brought that tradition into my family. And we're going to talk about some ways that you can bring traditions to your families and extend it now to help other people start a tradition and continue a tradition. Cal, thank you for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Joey, and good morning, everyone, as we say gobbles and gratitude out there with this Thanksgiving and all Thanksgiving season.
And Cal Miller, if no one knows, is the queen of all things hats also. She has a hat collection that'll rival anyone's.
Yeah, that's because I'm not a fancy one with my hair. I basically might even comb it once, and it's a great cover-up. So, and it keeps you warm.
That's it this time of the year, but the hats are fancy. The Thanksgiving meal preps are starting for families around. But one thing is if, you know, you might not have the means. It has been a tough few years for families. You know, everyone's trying to get along, and you guys are doing this amazing thing now. The Thankful Turkeys, you know, partners in the community, helping people kind of continue or start that family Thanksgiving tradition. Because in my mind, like your mind, Thanksgiving is probably one of the greatest holidays man has ever thought of. It's about spending time with family and friends and eating. That's it. Like, it's simple as it can get, and there's something to be said about that.
You know, Joe, you brought up something before when we were talking about it is not commercialized. As you and I know, Halloween, before Halloween, they've already got Christmas stuff out.
Give the turkey his day. The turkey needs his day. We forgot a holiday somewhere in here.
You're right. The turkey needs its day, and the day is great because, A, it's non-political. You never see a turkey with any political side, and it's non-religious, and you don't even have to buy a gift. It's just about food and sharing, and that's what is overlooked now with tradition and reality. Everything seems to turn into bigger, better, more, and people want to get back to the basics. They want to get back to tradition, and the Miller Farms and our fresh turkeys and the Miller Thankful Turkey, our frozen ones that go to the Jason down there at the food share, making a difference and realizing what you can do. You know, the old Mother Teresa line, you can't do great things, you can only do those small ones with great love. And that's what we do with our Thankful Turkey. And not only individuals, that they can just buy one. It's changed from the last couple years. Our daughter, Taryn, ran it, and she just had twins. So she's
God bless her. I know what she's doing.
Yeah, you've got your boys, which reminds me, I've known you before they were a twinkle in your eye.
That's why it's a tradition. Our family and your family have traditions now together, and that's something that, you know, I feel is unfortunately lacking in society, those family traditions. So with you guys doing this Thankful Turkey and, you know, working with the community, I just think it's an amazing thing.
Well, you know, we've been fortunate. You grow up on a farm and, you know, you deliver eggs, you open gizzards, you get out, you see different people in all aspects, especially living in Connecticut, you know, the extremes. And so you're just, everyone is the same at Thanksgiving, let's face it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is. It's just about, you know, you're thankful for you're just being there and the turkey. Again, it's not about that bigger, better, more that all other holidays are about. So that makes it the best. And this Thankful Turkey, and what's good about it this year is that people can go on our site, our Miller Farm site, and you can order just one rather than it was buy one, donate one.
Mm-hmm.
But what we found is a lot of people go away for the holiday, or they, you know, they're not only going out of state, but, you know, in different directions. And this way it works out. So they want to donate. You just have to donate one. And then if you get large corporations or people that, you know, have a little bit more in their giving fund, you can donate, you know, thousands of dollars to help promote, you know, hundreds of people for their holiday meal.
And that's the thing, it's helping others. It's what the holidays are meant to be, and Thanksgiving's kind of like that kickoff, if you will, to get out there and help others. And you can do it just your little part, like you said. You can go to millerfarms.us, you go to the Partners in Giving, and it's got all the information there. And it's something small you can do that has a major impact on someone else's life.
You know, and Joey, we don't want to get into the details because people get bombarded about,
mm-hmm.
You know, what's gone on this year with the shortage of the birds, the avian flu influenza, where millions of birds unfortunately had to get slaughtered because of the avian flu virus, the shortage of supply, everything is down. We don't want to go those downy, you know, the downers.
No, we're here to keep things light and fun.
We want to keep it light and fun because people have enough stress just in functioning nowadays. So that's what's going to make Thanksgiving and the Thankful Turkey something that people can all share and be proud of. Because as we all know, you go to the grocery store, we don't even have, everything is up. And as most of us are on a fixed budget.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our lifestyle doesn't change a lot, but the cost of dealing with it do. So people are going to be in need more and more this year, I believe, than other years because of it. So if people can afford even one bird to make a difference in a family, they'll know that sitting down at that table, somebody is sitting at another table and hopefully in their prayer saying, thank you. Thank you for being thankful and the thankful bird.
And I mean, we've all had some struggles over, you know, COVID, everything over the past few years. It's been a struggle. It's touched everyone. So to be able to do a little something like this, there's that wealth of just doing something good for yourself. Like you said, when you're sitting down, just knowing that you helped another person, another family, enjoy the evening, took a little stress off their lives. And maybe if it's just for a moment that everything just kind of goes away and they're able to enjoy the night with their family, that's something that's very meaningful and very easy to do with this program.
I call it, you feel it in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
No one can make you feel, or certain things, they can't make you respect someone, they can't make you happy, they can't make you sad. But when you have a happy heart, knowing yourself, you're happy because you made a difference, that, and other people have that happy heart also. So that's why our logo with our Thankful Turkey is the heart and the turkey inside.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only the thankful turkey, but it's about having a thankful heart about it. And no one has to know. That's the best thing about giving, is that when you're sitting down, you may not know in the other person, but it's the energy that comes through that thankful heart.
And that's one of those things that, you know, you can start this as a tradition with your family. And that's why I wanted to talk to you. Like I said, the show is usually meant to, you know, get people out and about doing different things, starting those traditions. Well, this is a tradition that families can start every year. You know, maybe you got some leaves outside right now. I'm sure someone's got leaves in their yard. Geez, now I know I do. You know, you tell the kids, we're going to rake some leaves. I'm going to give you, you know, we're going to do this together, and then together we're going to go purchase these turkeys for another family. It's that work to help someone else isn't a bad thing. And unfortunately, society has gone the way of, you know, work is bad for some reason. No, work can be good. Helping other people is a good thing. This is an easy thing you can do. Again, joining me this morning is Cal Miller, the biggest heart I know, the biggest families I know. Love Cal, and Cal loves everyone. Her family's amazing. Miller Farms. .us, the partners in giving. It's the Thankful Turkey. Head over to the website. It's very easy to do. You've teamed up with Jason Jakubowski over at Food Share. We love Jason. We love everything you do. We love everything he does. This is a match made in turkey heaven, Cal.
Oh, thank you. You're giving me a happy heart right now, Joey.
Well, I appreciate everything you do, and it's things like this that are so meaningful right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.